love can be quite harsh. Let's talk about it on this edition of Key Life.
That's Steve Brown, and this is Key Life. He doesn't think of himself as super spiritual, but he is honest. He loves the Bible, and he loves to teach it, to apply it to daily living. Steve?
Thanks, Mike. Hope you had a great weekend, and I hope your pastor's sermon ministered to you the way my pastor's sermon deeply ministered to me. If you have your Bible, open it to the book of Hosea. Now, I'm not exactly sure exactly what's going to happen this week. We're kind of playing it by ear here on Key Life. I do know that on Wednesday, we're going to pause in our study because that's the anniversary of 9/11 and the tragic events thereof. And we're going to spend some time reflecting and talking about that. And by the way, listen up. We have a booklet called Never Forget that you're going to love. It's a compilation featuring works by the president, Max Licato, Chuck Swindoll, Ann Graham Lotz, Jack Hayford, Charles Stanley, Andre Now, and it's called Never Forget. And, I'm gonna say a little bit more about that later on, but, I'm gonna make this booklet available for you in the context of this week. And I'm gonna mention it today and tomorrow and Wednesday. And then that's the last time I'm even going to mention it. But we look for something that we thought would be helpful for you. And I'll tell you at the end of the broadcast how you can get it. So be ready with a pencil and paper as we do that sort of thing. Well, we're toward the end of our look at the prophet Hosea, an old and dear friend of mine, and I think maybe my favorite Old Testament prophet. And then if we can finish that up this week, we'll turn to Joel and we'll get a drink at Joel's place. But not yet. We're just going to play it by ear and see what happens. And since we're going to be doing it that way, it probably couldn't hurt for us to pray before we begin. Father, we're glad that we belong to you and that your plan is absolute and that we can trust you and that we don't have to know. Father, in the microcosm, it's on a broadcast like Key Life. In the macrocosm, it's in our lives and what happens tomorrow, the good and the bad. Father, you're God and you're in charge, and every circumstance comes to us through a nail-scarred hand. Remind us of that. Teach us to praise you in every circumstance, even with tears in our eyes, even with a broken heart, even when we don't understand. Father, as we do this week of broadcasts on Key Life, you know the people who are going to be listening. You know the ones who are so lonely and so afraid. You know those who are going through family problems or financial difficulties. Father, you know those who have secrets, so afraid that somebody else will find out. Father, you know the sin, the besetting sin, when we try to get better and think we'll never be any better. And so we're here, not because we're good or together, but because we're yours and because you love us, whatever. Father, meet us in this place during this time, during this broadcast. Heal and cleanse and forgive and remind us about home. We praise you because you're worthy of our praise. And we lift before you the one who teaches on Key Life. Forgive him his sins, for they are many. We would see Jesus and him only, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've been listening, you're aware that we've been looking at the prophet Hosea, which is, one of my daughters used to date a young man by the name of Jose. And whenever I would teach Hosea, people would look at me funny, and I would know the reason. I'd said Jose rather than Hosea. So if I should say Jose, it's a long ingrained habit, and I really mean Hosea. But at any rate, we've been looking at Hosea. I've given you some exegetical notes. I have also compared the ministry of Hosea with the ministry of Amos. And we're going to say more about Amos when we get to that in our Old Testament survey. And then I took some time to go to my favorite chapter, certainly in the book of Hosea and maybe in the entire Bible. It's the 11th chapter of Hosea, where Hosea says, "When Israel was a child, I loved him, speaking for God, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more they were called, the more they went away. They kept sacrificing to Baals and burning offerings to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms, but they didn't know that I healed them. I led them with the cords of compassion, with the bands of love, and I became to them as one who eases the yoke on their jaws. I bent down to them, and I fed them. They shall not return to the land of Egypt, but Assyria shall be their king, because they have refused to return to me. The sword shall rage against their cities, consume the bars of their gates, devour them because of their counsels. My people are bent on turning away from me, and though they call out to the Most High, he shall not raise them up at all. But how can I give you up, O Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I treat you like Admah? How can I make you like Zeboim? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my burning anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. They shall go after the Lord, and he will roar like a lion. Yea, he will roar, and his children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling like birds from Egypt and like doves from the land of Assyria, and I will return them to their homes, says the Lord. Now, if you were listening last Thursday, we looked at that chapter in some detail as we looked at the facets of God's love. We looked at the story of Hosea, who was called by God to marry a prostitute and bring her home. That's not good for your ecclesiastical career. But we saw how she left him and went back to the streets, and he went to the slave market, and he bought her back. And then Hosea said, because God told him to say it, that's the way God is. That's the way God is with his people. And of course, Hosea died hundreds of years before the actual reality of the shadow was manifested in time and space, and God sent his son to hang on a cross to buy us back. Then we looked at that 11th chapter of Hosea. We looked at love's choice. Hosea 11:1, when Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. We talked about election without violating freedom and responsibility. And we talked about the joyous message of the gospel is that if you belong to him before you were ever born, before God hung the stars and hollowed out the valleys, before he created the world, before history began, listen to me, he knew you. He loved you. He called you to himself. It's a family secret, but it's a wonderful family secret you ought to try to remember when it gets really bad. And then we looked at love's instruction, Hosea 11:3 through 4. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. And I gave you an important principle last week. Whatever you think God is doing in your life right now, he probably isn't. Because his ways are circuitous, and he would draw you to himself that you might laugh and sing in his presence. Love's instruction is interesting, how he meets our needs and teaches us in every area of our lives, even when we don't know that he's the one who's doing the teaching. And by the way, just as an aside, in those verses, Hosea 11:3 through 4, there is the feminine side of God. And you say, I knew it. I knew it. You were a liberal all the time. You are a wolf in sheep's clothing. No, I'm not. I'm not into gender-neutral Bibles, and I don't think that we have the right to mess around with the text. However, it would be sheer ignorance to suggest that in the Bible that there isn't that side of God which can appropriately be seen as feminine, succoring, as compassion, mothering, and you get the sense of the imagery here is the image of a mother. If you go to Psalm 131, it's the same thing. Read it, because there is that side of God, and I don't want you to miss it. And then thirdly, we mentioned this, I'm going to say a little bit more about it today. Love's harshness. They shall return to the land of Egypt. Assyria shall be their king because they have refused to return to me. The sword shall rage against their cities, consume the bars of their gates, devour them in their fortresses. That is not a violation of the major principle of key life, that God is never angry at you because of the imputed righteousness of Christ. Now, we're going to see when we move tomorrow to verses 8 through 9, the balancing factor of the reality of God's love. Let me tell you something. God's wrath is built into the very nature of the way things are created, and it's not the kind of wrath that says, I don't like you, and I'm going to fix your wagon. It's the kind of wrath that says, if you jump off a 10-story building, you're going to get hurt. If you violate the laws that are built into the nature of the way things work, you're going to get into serious trouble. It's that kind of wrath. But his love is the central focus of the teaching of God's Word. God says, I love you without condition, but stay close to me or you'll get into trouble. You think about that. Amen. Listen, if you're not a part of our Key Life Tape family, I'd love you to be a part of it. If you'll give us a call, 1-800-KEY-LIFE, 24 hours a day, write Key Life, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3. Or email us at steve@keylife.org with your regular mailing address and ask to be a part of Key Life Tapes. We'll make you a part of the family. Thereupon, every 7 or 8 weeks, you'll start receiving a free tape from my teaching at Reformed Seminary or The Cove or a Bible conference, and they keep coming as long as you want them. When I say they're free, I really mean that. But that does not mean that we will turn down a contribution. This is a very expensive ministry, and you can help us. You help us help so many other people. And you can charge it to your MasterCard, Visa, Discover card, include it in your envelope. And for any contribution of any size, when you request it, I'll send you Checking Inside, the cassette teaching from John 8. 6 questions to check out your relationship with God. And also, for any donation, when you request it, I'll send along the booklet, Never Forget, Discovering Hope in the Aftermath of Tragedy. And oh, yes, Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.